When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
An Erios production.
Welcome back to The Complete Christmas, a morality tale for tired mothers and wives. With Matt Gourley as Rinaldo the Oven and Frecklin May. James Bladen as Ken the Blender. Mark McConville as Ron the Microwave and Mort Kleinman, the narrator. Maria Blasucci as Judy May. Angela Trimber and Stephanie Allen as the gals. Paul F. Tompkins as Carl the Can Opener and Santa Claus. And Amanda Lund as Maribel May. When we last left Maribel May, she was visiting a very bleak future. Will future Maribel resort to Christmas Eve prostitution to pay her rent? Well, let's tune back in to find out.
Mr. Bell, you've shown me such kindness. This is the least I can do.
Sorry it's so small.
Oh, Maribel, I cannot believe you're really doing this.
And I really am. Look at me go.
How the mighty have fallen.
Oh, like you've never given a satin handshake to make a buck.
Come, Maribel, I have one last thing to show you.
Doing at Rose Hill Cemetery? I don't like this place. It gives me the humajumas.
Maribel, look. See all these people dressed in black.
Why, there's a few familiar faces in the crowd. Who died, Joni?
This is your funeral, Maribel.
No, no. At my funeral, there were to be hundreds of white roses and past hot apps.
Take a look at the epitaph, Maribel.
Maribel LaRue May, 1935 to 1971. Loving mother and wife. But then that's crossed out and it's been replaced with loving Avon lady and prostitute. What did I die of?
A lonely heart and consumption.
Oh, geez.
We gather here today to bury Maribel May. A woman with so much promise who threw her life away when she went and canceled Christmas. Such a waste of life. So sad. Jesus, please take mercy on her soul. May she rest in peace. If anyone has words to say, please approach.
Well, hello. My name is the Captain. That is an official rank, and you will learn what it's from when you need to. I just want to say to Maribel, I think a lot of people looked at Maribel and I and it was kind of a will they or won't they type thing. There was a sexual undercurrent, for sure. But now she's in that casket and federal, local, and county law says it's illegal for me to touch her. So I shall not. I was on an emotional roller coaster with her. At one point, she was going to come in and almost mother once you and I. Then the sexual undercurrent quickly turned into a mommy-daddy type thing, and then mommy and daddy had to go their own separate ways, because frankly, I found mama to be nuts and entitled and problematic as hell, and I'd rather live alone with one shoe. But it doesn't mean I don't have fond memories, stolen glance, a brushing up against me in a sexual way, and then running away that left me confused and flummoxed, but feeling very human. Maribel, you can't bottle what you and I had, babe. And here I bid you adieu. Until the next one, and I will not touch nothing in that casket, even though I think she's buried with some jewelry.
Not to interrupt, Captain. It's actually two shoes.
Two shoes of 4 sham wide. But the fucker still only has one sock.
That was horrifying. Certainly someone has something nice to say. Oh, here comes Joni.
Well, Maribel, it's me, Joni. I guess you did it. You made it into that hole in the ground. And now you're up in the sky looking down on us. Now, gals, I did want to tell you something. Maribel did tell me a secret before she passed.
Whatever was it?
Ooh. She wanted me to have her string of pearls. Her one last possession. And I know she's buried with them, so I just wanted to say that I'm going to open the casket now, and I'm going to grab them.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Because Maribel actually told me a secret as well. She told me she wanted me to have back the shoes I gave her. She happens to be buried in those as well.
Ooh. How about you, Rita? Did she tell you a secret?
She did tell me a secret. Yes, she did. I just remembered. She told me she wanted me to have her wig.
She wore a wig?
She definitely wore a wig. I'm surprised you didn't know.
Here, on the count of three, let's all open the casket door together. Like real friends. One,
two three.
Here are my pearls.
Here's my wig.
These shoes off.
All right, back in you go.
Back in, Baldy.
Why, those ungrateful oatmeal faces. Where's my loving daughter and my husband? Could I really be this alone and forgotten?
See what happens when you're not a good wife and mother.
This is what you get.
This is what you get when you cancel Christmas.
They're putting me into the ground. What's happening? This can't be how my life turns out.
She had it coming.
She did it to herself.
It's so funny, isn't it, how life really gets you when you don't pay
attention.
I'm
not surprised.
Once you start going downhill, you just can't stop.
Rolling, 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 down, 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 into the ground,
dead as a doornail.
Dead as a Maribel.
Oh, poor Maribel.
Poor Maribel.
What a shame.
What a sham.
What a shame.
I understand. I understand. I won't cancel Christmas. I won't cancel Christmas. I won't eat the ham. 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 Why, I'm back in my own kitchen. And it's all back to normal. Ronaldo? Ken? Carl? Ron?
Mother?
Judy? What are you doing up?
Who's Ron?
The microwave, Judy. Ron the microwave. Ron, say hello to Judy. Don't be rude. Say hello. Oh, he's just being shy. Judy, I've had an adventure. You must meet Ronaldo, the oven. Here you go, Judy. Go on, get in the oven.
No! No!
It's okay. He's my friend.
No, Mother, you're trying to bake me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Judy. I don't mean to scare you. It's just, I've had quite a strange dream. But everything is back to normal now. What are you doing awake, darling?
Is it Christmas yet?
It's the middle of the night, dear. Christmas isn't until morning, so it's back to bed for you.
And when I wake up, will there be lots of presents and cinnamon rolls and Christmas ham?
Yes, Judy. There'll be all those things. It's going to be the most wonderful Christmas you've ever seen, with presents and treats galore.
Oh, I better get back to bed then. I do love Christmas. Good night, Mother. I can't wait.
Good night. How thankful I am to be back here at home. So many lessons I've learned, so many things I've been shown. It was selfish of me to cancel Christmas this year. It was all out of spite, out of shame, out of fear. The cooking, the wrapping, the things that before were driving me mad, that felt like a chore. I now see the errands I dread aren't a blight. I'm lucky to do them, a mother's delight. I've seen what could happen. It shook me to my core. I'd rather be a wife and a mother than a commonplace Avon lady. I know what to do, and it won't be easy. I'll make Christmas so nice, it'll be sure to please-y. My loving husband Freck, darling Judy, and the boy. They won't know what hit them. Oh, I'm brimming with Christmas joy! Oh no! It's almost morning. What a dastardly chime. I have so much to do, and not enough time. If I can't pull off the best Christmas yet, why, it might all be for naught. I'm starting to sweat. Could it be that it's too late for Maribel May to turn things around faster than Santa sleigh? Oh, that's it. I'm done for, you stupid old crone.
But wait, Maribel. You don't have to do it alone. That's right. We're still here to help you achieve. The complete Christmas is yours. You just had to believe.
You're all still here.
I'm going to bake a Yule loaf.
Quick, grab a shallow glass dish and let me thaw out that frozen eggnog brick.
And I'll take a stab at that giblet gravy.
Let me at those cans.
Carl.
Carl, please.
Literal cans.
Still.
Oh, whatever.
It's nearly morning. Do you really think we can pull this off?
This is going to be the best Christmas ever!
I hope this Christmas lasts till Valentine's Day, baby.
This Christmas is going to go down in the history books. They're going to write poems about it.
I mean, I guess I'm secular, but I enjoy the holiday.
The important part is that we're all here and we're doing it together.
That's the Christmas spirit. Come on, boys!
Let's get at it.
We'll work together, man.
Ron, pass me that electricity.
You've got it.
Carl, throw your can's contents into my oven.
Here it comes.
Now I'll take those contents and mix them. Here we go.
Ron, look alive. Coming at you.
Over here.
My magnet is staying in this time.
Here's the ham.
Put it in me.
Whoa, Carl. You just opened that can in one try.
Nice work, little man.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Don't get a big head about it.
And so Maribel and her appliances worked through the night to set up the complete Christmas, and they got it just right.
By George, we've done it. Look at this place. It's amazing. It truly is the complete Christmas. And I couldn't have done it without all of you.
No, we couldn't have done it without you.
Merry Christmas, Ronaldo.
Feliz Navidad, Maribel.
Merry Christmas, Ron.
And a Happy New Year, baby.
Merry Christmas, Ken.
God bless us, just you and I.
And last, but also least, Merry Christmas, Carl.
Happy holidays, Maribel.
Oh, Carl, I'll never forget you boys. Freck, Judy, you're awake. Merry Christmas.
What a Christmas miracle.
Oh, wow. It's Christmas like I've never seen.
Why, it looks like it's been snowing presents.
Oh, it smells like cinnamon and ginger.
And Marianne.
Do you really like it?
I love it. Santa knocked it out of the park this year.
Oh, wow. A whole gingerbread house. Look, it's our house. That's me and you and Buzz. Hey, where is Buzz?
Oh, Buzz, what do you think? Should we let him in? I'll grab the whistle.
Hey, keep your mitts off that gingerbread house. That's addressed to me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm already eating it.
Don't worry. There's four gingerbread houses.
For me?
One for each of us. Come on in, Buzz.
Well, look at little Buzzard go.
Well, go ahead, you two. Dive in. There's so many presents here, it'll take us hours to get through them all.
Why, look at that. New dance shoes for Pop.
Look at that, a new party dress. Ooh, I do love pink.
Oh, Judy, it looks beautiful on you. And Freck, darling, those shoes fit you like gloves.
No, I got some gloves as well.
Oh, that's right. Silly mother.
A Remington hunting rifle? Wow, Santa really shot it in the bullseye with this one.
Oh my gosh, look at this big one. It's for Judy.
You finally got your red tricycle.
Oh, Christmas is so wonderful, isn't it, Mother?
It sure is. And it doesn't matter that I don't have gifts to open. My Christmas gift is the smile on your faces.
But Mother, there's a gift here addressed to you.
What?
A gift for me? Let me see. Why, yes, it has my name on it. Oh, there's a card. Congratulations, Maribel. You've made Christmas complete. Love, Ronaldo, Ken, Ron, and Carl.
Well, who are those fellows?
Well, I'll just say this.
They're Santa's little helpers.
Why, what could this be? Those boys.
What is it? What is it?
I went to a little Dickens village and all I got was this lousy t-shirt.
But Mother, what does it mean?
You know, Judy, you had to have been there.
Well, it's not right that other men bought my wife a gift. I should have got you something, Maribel. Maybe next
year. I'm sorry, Mother. I didn't get you anything. It just didn't cross my mind.
Please, all I need from my husband and my daughter and my son...
Ow!
Down, Buzzard, down!
...is the smile on their faces. But if I'm being honest, there is one thing I might want for Christmas, and it doesn't cost anything at all. I never knew how to ask for it before, but now I think I might.
A doll for the girl, a gun for the boy, a big bone for Puffy, and many more toys. A new pipe for husband, with red robe of silk. And even dear Santa is given his cookies and milk. And what Mama wants is what Mama gets, but just in Mama's dreams. But if Mama could have just one thank you, it would help me hold back all the screams. I've been on a journey. I've seen Christmas past, the present, the future, and back home at last. I've seen my own gravestone. I've dined like a tramp, been consumed by consumption, and even defiled my hand.
Take it, Carl. Over to you, Ron.
I've had an adventure, and new friends I've made. My head's in the oven, now I'm not afraid. Rinaldo found courage I had from the start. Carl gave me perspective, Ken blended the wall of my heart. And what Mama's learned about Christmas time, and what she truly needs, is if Mama could have just a thank you, Christmas Day would be sweeter.
Well, golly, Maribel, I didn't know you felt that way.
How could you? I never said anything.
I hear you. That's why I want to say...
Thank you.
Thank you, Maribel. Thank
you. Oh, Freck!
Well, now, Judy, I've said my thank you. What do you have to say?
Bye, Mom!
Well, one out of two ain't bad. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, Beverly.
Thank you for listening to The Complete Christmas. The Complete Christmas is created, written, and edited by Amanda Lund, with original score by the fantastic Dan Gross. special thanks to Mark McConville, Matt Gourley, and Maria Blasucci. Merry Christmas, Maribel May!
Merry Christmas, Mort Kleinman, the narrator.
Well, well, well. Looks like Maribel May made the right choice. See how happy she made her family. Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year, and I may play a little part in that. But the truth is, I couldn't do it without you. Yes, you! I'm talking to you, little housewife, listening to this audio series in her house coat and slippers. I see you there. I know you work so hard day after day to make the holidays nice, and you don't always receive the appreciation you deserve. So I'm here to say thank you for all you do. Thank you, Rose. Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, Jackie and Jan. Thank you, Patty. Thank you, Rita. Thank you, Wanda and Pam. Thank you, Joan. Thank you, Kate. Thank you, Doris and Sarah. Thank you, Helen. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Ruby and Clara. Thank you, Wanda. Thank you, Penny. Thank you, Janice and Peggy. Thank you, Catherine. Thank you, Louise. Thank you, Phyllis and... Neggy. Neggy, who wrote this? I'm not saying every single woman's name, and you can't just make names up to cover bases. This is ridiculous. I'm a busy man! This is my busy time! But there is one more name I just can't leave out. Thank you, Maribel May. Until next year, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Earios.
Powered by Acast.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.